For Spoileter Today, I'm Jeanette Gwen. Brandi Sullivan is one-third of the improv trio The Have-Nots, along with Timmy Finch and Greg Tavares. And she's our guest today. Welcome, friend.
Thank you, Jeanette.
We think we know what improv is. What is it really?
Improv is an art form that's become its own art form, but it is one of the founding building blocks of theater, acting. So, but it's emerged into becoming its own thing. We consider ourselves actors that improvise more so than improvisers, I think, because we come from a theater background. We're theater people. So that's, we try to do more of a scenic type of improv instead of like props and hats and that kind of thing.
So what is a night with the Have-Nots like?
Well, stand by for fun. Buckle up. it's a lot of fun. We do two acts. The first act is short form improv games. We always say kind of like whose line is it anyway, which is a lot of fun. So the first act is short form games like that, intermission, come back, and we do long form, which is a series of characters and scenes that are connected based on a one or two word suggestion.
Our guest today is Brandi Sullivan, one of the producers of Piccolo Spoleto's Fringe Festival. Most improv companies don't have their own physical space. How did Theater 99 happen?
Well, we had for years, the first few years, we would rent theaters here in Charleston to do our spaces. We worked in bars, different venues. We've worked in over 70 around the area over the years. But we were touring colleges starting in 96, and there was one semester in January through April of 2000, and we had 72 shows in 67 days. I'll never forget those numbers. But it was very challenging, and as we were on that tour, we kind of had the thought of like, hey, what if we see if people would come to us instead of us going to them forever, because we can't do this forever. So we started looking around for spaces, and Timmy was aware of the 30 Cumberland Street, and so we took a look at it. The owner of the building was willing to give us a decent rent so that we could upfit, and we opened in 2000, July 7th of 2000, and we still toured for the next few years as well. So we were in town, we were out of town, and that's when the Theater 99 company started developing around 2003. Other people started speaking the same language, and it's grown into the big old family that it is now, which is over 50 active members.
What does it mean to be part of the community in Charleston?
It's fantastic. It's part of who you are. We feel real, real lucky that we get to do what we do in this amazing city that we love, and it's where our lives are, and the community has been so supportive. And it's not just the artistic community, which is unbelievable, it's also the public. So we get to, you know, be around everybody, which is so nice, because it's a bunch of nice people.
Piccolo Fringe, what's that?
Piccolo Fringe was born when we opened our own space, because Piccolo, if the Have-Nots had a birth certificate, Piccolo Spoleto would be our birth date. That from the Lance Hall shows in 95. So every year it's a birthday. And so when we got our own space, the idea of creating our own series that would add to the festival things that weren't there, we didn't want to compete with what was already going. We wanted to add to the quilt, add a patch to the quilt that was the festival, because we just adore it so much, and it's so important to us. And so we were able to coordinate a series of artists to come into town, and we would do our shows as well. And that's the formula that we still use now.
The Have-Nots are enrolling rep at Theater 99 through June 6th, part of Piccolo Fringe. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.